had some questions come in this week, and you always submit them anytime. I have a problem with mice in my garage, and I remember my grandparents saying using hedge apples to keep mice and other insects out of their basement. Is there any truth to this? Thanks, Mitch from Milwaukee. Well, the belief about using hedge apples. Now, hedge apples are a large green softball size fruit that falls from the tree that looks like a brain. It's got a very coarse texture to the outer portion of it. The belief of using hedge apples as an insect control is a widely spread, perception. It is claimed to placing hedge apples around the foundation of your basement will repel control insects. A few years ago, Iowa State University did some studies on this and found
they will repel insects, but they also found that the compounds of the fruit were too low to be an effective repellent.
There's not enough in there.
So you could try, but it's not going to necessarily be effective. If you like hedge apples,
they make a great decor, but to put them around or in your basement or around your garage or wherever to repel mice or other insects simply is not the case. They are not edible, and the juices can be irritating to your skin too.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
Not.
Yeah.
So what's funny is I did this volunteer thing for work, and earlier this year I was in my work newsletter talking about the radio show, and then we gave a talk there. And when I was volunteering, a couple of people came up to me and said, you know, I just have some gardening questions. I want to talk to you about my garden. And, do you get sick of that? And it's like, no, never. I never get sick of it. But my coworker, I used to work with her in a different department. She had a question she wanted to know. She grew zucchini in a shadier spot this year. It didn't do as well this year as in the past. And she wanted to know the reason why.
Well, number one, zucchini is a full sun plant. And you want to give it a good nutrient-rich soil, and you do not want to plant it in the same spot in which you had it the previous year or other like varieties in it from the previous year. So also you want to have a lot of space. Planting it in the partial shade can also increase the opportunity of powdery mildew getting on the plant because the sun cannot properly dry off the leaves, and then the mildew forms and it chokes the plant out from the sun photosynthesizing on the actual plant itself. So keep that in mind with any vegetation. Know what is required and how to grow it. The seed packet will indicate, and we have the technology, internet's on computers now, so we can look it up very easily on what a plant is good to be planted where and where it shouldn't be planted. Now, the experimental aspect or the curiosity aspect of our garden as gardeners, we can experiment if we have X amount of plants in a certain area and we know that they will be good and we have a shadier spot and we have excess plants, we can always put them there and see how that particular plant or variety does in a less light required location than what it should be needed to grow.
She also had another question about an old bookshelf turned on its side to grow in. So basically like a makeshift raised bed or garden box. Should she use that bookshelf?
Well, if the bookshelf is made out of particle board, which is the majority of some of these, all of these pressed together furniture that we buy now, do not use that because there's a high toxicity level of the glue that presses that sawdust together that makes the actual boards. And if you do use a bookshelf and it's of solid wood, a 2x6, a 2x8, a 1x, whatever the case is, that's fine. You would want to remove the backing of that particular bookshelf if it has a backing so the soil web and microbial life can go from one location to the other. It's not like a raised bed. Now, if you're doing it on a pavement, then you'd have to leave the backing on. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But all best things is remove that back. The problem with the particle board, in addition to the toxicity, is when you get a particle board or that furniture wet, it explodes basically.
Right.
So it's not going to last more than two rainfalls, and it's going to disintegrate on you.
Right. So this was a solid wood one that
okay.
she had
acquired. So we're okay with that. But keep that in mind. People also use ladders, solid wooden ladders, lay them down, not necessarily for vegetable growing, but for landscape decor and put flowers in it, and they paint the ladder different colors, and the ladder's physically laying on the ground, but the rungs are different beds of that. We always appreciate all the questions that we always get in and answer for you.
Next question. I have had the worst trouble getting Swiss chard to grow in the past, but this year I finally got it to grow successfully and plentifully. What can I do with Swiss chard? Well, there's a number of things in which you can do. Anything that you can do with spinach, you can substitute spinach with Swiss chard. Now, there's also things that there's such a recipe is called pickled Swiss chard stems. We did not find that to be appetizing at all. It was almost like pickled celery. It was not great, but the leaves of the plant are very tasty. And there's red varieties, burgundy, yellow, white, rainbow colors. All the texture of the leaves and the flavor is all the same. It's just a different color stem is what we have found. Also, you can use it in stir fries. You can use it in salads. What we have found is a neat little thing. You can take the giant leaf and cut the center stem out of it, and then take and put your favorite shredded cheese in that leaf, roll it up like a burrito, and then either hit it on the grill for a few minutes until that cheese melts, or in the microwave for about 15, 20 seconds. You also may want to put a toothpick in there to hold the wrap together, and then that you have a really cool cheese Swiss chard burrito, and you can do that. And, you know, very different ways there, but either on the grill or in the microwave seems to work best, and it works really well. So Swiss chard, a lot of different things you can do with it. It's a very cool, hardy plant. Now, it's not going to handle 20 degrees for days on end, but a light frost does not hurt this plant, and it can be grown very early in the spring or very late in the fall in containers, raised beds, and in the ground. So we find it very versatile, and it's very rewarding. Next question is, I had harvested my carrots, and they weren't very big this year. I had them in a raised bed, and they were very hairy. What gives? What can I do? Well, if they're hairy, it is a lack of moisture. They are creating those hair follicles, or those roots, essentially what that is, in order to grasp every piece of moisture they could possibly get. You want loose soil. You want full sun. You want a lot of space between them. I mean, not like feet, but, you know, 2 or 3 inches at most, an inch, whatever the case is, between the carrots so they don't crowd each other. But you want to keep the moisture in. Once they've established a growth, you can mulch them with shredded leaves, straw, chemical-free grass clipping, something like that, and you'll have better carrots next year.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.